Stephen Ayers, and a program that includes Wagner, Bach, and Copland. Tickets are online at RacineSymphony.org.
You are listening to For the Beauty of the Earth by the O'Neill Brothers. The name Earth derives from the Anglo-Saxon word erda, which means ground or soil. Earth is the third planet from the sun, and the most remarkable thing about it is the life that thrives all over our planet. Not only are there plants, but there are also animals, sea creatures, birds, and other diverse species. This is In Between the Music here on WGATD 91.1 FM from the studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. And I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and earth. The Earth is not a mere fragment of dead history, stratum upon stratum, like the leaves of a book, to be studied by geologists and antiquaries chiefly, but living poetry, like the leaves of a tree, which precede flowers and fruit. Not a fossil Earth, but a living Earth. Compared with whose great central life, all animal and vegetable life, is merely parasitic. You may melt your metals and cast them into the most beautiful molds you can. They will never excite me like the forms which this molten earth flows out into. Henry David Thoreau.
Is it really over? The echo. coast just seem to get longer. How did we get here? There was so much love in us, and all I have left is my faith that I can change. I can't watch this burn, I can't watch this burn to the ground. You'd have thought we'd learned, you'd have thought we'd learned by now. I can hear the whole time for healing. The sun will rise, but this time it's so bright, and all I have left is my faith that we could change. 'Cause I can't watch us lose, I can't watch us lose what we found. You'd have thought we'd learned, you'd have thought we'd learned by.
I am the earth, and the earth is me. Each blade of grass, each honey tree, each bit of mud and stick and stone is blood and muscle, skin and bone. And just as I need every bit of me to make my body fit, so earth needs grass and stone and tree and things that grow here, naturally. That's why we celebrate this day. That's why across the world we say, as long as life, as dear as free, I am the earth, and the earth is me. And that was poet Jane Yolen's tribute to a past Earth Day. Thank you. Pixar film WALL-E is a cinematic poem. The film takes place some 700 years in the future. Earth is overrun with garbage and devoid of plant and animal life. And the consequence of years of environmental degradation and thoughtless consumerism. Mankind has abandoned Earth because it has become covered with trash from products sold by a powerful corporation. And then we meet WALL-E, a garbage-collecting robot who has been left to clean up the mess. But WALL-E is alone on Earth, except for a sprightly pet cockroach. One day Eve, a reconnaissance robot, is sent to Earth to find proof that life is once again possible. WALL-E falls in love with Eve and shows her a living plant that he finds within all of the rubble. But Eve becomes deactivated, and he tries to save her. One day, a massive ship comes to reclaim Eve, so WALL-E follows her into outer space on an adventure that changes the destiny of both his kind and humanity.
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? They just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Scrapers fill the air, but will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? Changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Do-do-do.
Look at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. This is just a brief quote from the well-known American astronomer Carl Sagan. And in 2015, internationally known artists like Paul McCartney, Bon Jovi, and Sheryl Crow got together to create a beautiful homage to the Earth in music.
This is an open letter from you and me together. Tomorrow's in our hands now.
Find the words that matter, say them out loud. I make it better somehow.
Looking down from up on the moon is a tiny blue marble. Who'd have thought the ground we stand on
could be so fragile?
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? Michael Jackson was famous for his socially conscious music, but Earth Song, his big, bold, environmental call to arms, is usually overlooked. The song was way ahead of its time, and many feel the Earth Song to be the most popular green-themed tune ever.
about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth that's weeping sure?
I hope you have enjoyed the show today, Music and Earth. And remember, Maya Angelou said it best. No one comes from the earth like grass. We come like trees. And we all have roots. Until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. So let me know how you're enjoying the show and if you'd like me to explore a specific theme. You can email me at InBetweenTheMusic@yahoo.com. This is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
Deluge.